So I'm going to go ahead and do my shout outs for last week and this week, and I'm going to close out the show. Womp womp. I know you're all super sad, but you all can go listen to Big Fatty's Halftime Extravaganza and hear who his number one fan is. And I'm pretty sure it's rigged because I want to win. Meh. Anyways.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I'm pretty sure it's rigged.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 789 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 8th of February, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we are going to try to get through those voice letters that we had to cut off abruptly there at the end of yesterday's. Yes, McFunny. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, today is the day. Today is the day that Big Fatty goes in for his annual fiscal. Yes, Big Fatty, you're going to get the digital rectal exam. Yes, I am. But y'all, that's good. That's good because it's always good to make sure that thing is working properly. Cheerios! But, y'all, it'll be interesting this year to, you know, in previous years, when I've had the digital rectal exam, you know, the doctors always, you know, they prepare you, okay, we're coming to that uncomfortable part of the exam now, and you're going to feel some pressure. And sure enough, you know, there's the pressure, and y'all, but the odd thing is that then I feel both of his hands on my shoulders, and Big Fatty, that is the oldest joke in the book. Well, not really the oldest joke in the book. Y'all, the oldest joke in the book, as we all know, lives in Walnut Hills, and y'all, I got some breaking news for you. Yes!
It's just into the BFO once-in-a-lifetime opportunity desk, Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Accidentally deleted me from Twitter. And I don't know what I'm going to do about it. Big Fatty! So, y'all, you know... It's got to have killed the old gal. Not, you know, to have to, I've made an error. Oh, and now I've got to get fat ass to reapprove me so I can follow his clever tweets. So, because, you know, I'm still following Vera. Anyway, what can I say? Y'all, while I'm over here at the Twitter request... I might just add that we're still waiting to hear from Lacey out there in Omaha, from Pink and Fancy, from Charleston, Illinois, the Barbered Coles in Columbus, Ohio, Mariana's Mayhem from North Kakalaki. That would be Dimitri Lee Parker from California. We've got Hey! Oh, that's Hector Emilio, y'all. O-Town Talk Radio, Penny Bobo Link. We've got Wazzy Mum in the Uck. And y'all, I'm just going to go ahead and get rid of some of these. Joe in Australia, I'm going to decline you. Meeble, Mr. Meeble in Paris, declined. Morgan the Bug from Heaven, declined. Big AZ guy, Rob James, we're going to decline you. Akajuju, we are declining you from Minneapolis, Macedonia. Because y'all, I have asked these people for months now to send me an e-letter and they just hadn't done it. Liz in California, 1001 albums, decline. Furry 4x4 in the Denver, Colorado, sorry, but you'll be in decline. And Bestre Casanova from the Republic of the Philippines, decline. So, let me see if there are any other ones here. Jim VT 1958, Jim Burns. I'm going to decline you too, because y'all, they're just not responding. And so they get declined. Now, if I said your name and I said I declined you and you still want me to follow, you still want to follow me, just send me a request like the Sea Hag had to do. Now, y'all, I have heard from our winner, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard my youngest daughter, Nessa. Y'all, she thinks that the number one fan contest is rigged. Y'all, it is not rigged. Why would I rig it? So, anyway, y'all, I have heard from the winner of the coupon contest, and I'll be getting his little prizette out to him, but y'all have not heard from the number two or the number three fan. The number one fan has said something on the Twitty, but he's not contacted me directly yet. No, Ben Crady! Perhaps he's going into the witness protection program. I don't know. I just don't know. But, I have heard from Moose P, because you know there's going to be a special step-down prize package for Moose P and for Bill in St. Louis. But, Bill, you need to send me your e-letter, your postal address, so I can get it out to you. But I've heard from Moose P, so I'll be getting Moose P's and the coupon winners out. Y'all, I'm not saying who. I am not saying who are the winners of these yet, just in case there are people who haven't heard the halftime show of the BFO from Sunday, y'all, because, you know, on Monday, you may not have gotten, because some people said it, oh, when the new episode comes in, delete the old one. And so, y'all, some of you may not have realized that there was a little show, number 787, on Sunday at halftime of the Boopa So The Big Game. So, y'all, if you hadn't seen that one, you might want to go over to the iTunes and download that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I did get e-letters. Brother Sinatus, he says, Big Freddy, I just want to congratulate you on completing 3 years of podcast. It was fun interacting with you in the past year. Y'all, it sounds like he's writing me off. Just going to write me off, and then there's a comma. And he says, and I hope to do even more in the coming year. And I said, thank you, kind sir. And y'all, then, let's see, y'all, Miss Kathy has sent me something that, y'all, I don't know what in the hell. I don't know what in the hell she's talking about. You know, she was getting ready to go on some sort of trip or something. Y'all, she writes, oh, I just realized I read the comment, looked at the picture, and then unsubscribed. Actually, what I did was call Miss Nessa, and that is all I can say. Man, listening now, so I don't know what to do to claim all my prizes. Y'all have no idea what the hell she's talking about. No idea. Y'all, she's batshit crazy sometimes. Just batshit. But y'all, you gotta be batshit crazy to listen to the BFO. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, the boss boy says, Big Freddy, happy 4th anniversarium. Let's hope the next 4 years are just as fun. Y'all, it's just nice. It's just lovely to have things like that. And y'all, I had nice comments from Miss Kim. Beaver, and y'all, there was something posted over there at the lodge, and y'all, I see that I've gotten something else that's just been posted up over there, but y'all, I don't have time to go over there right now to take a look at it, because y'all, I have got voice letters to play. Yes, Big Freddy, move forward.
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Fat and sin, and oh. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
Happy anniversary, you big, fat, bacon grease smelling, disgusting, revolting human being from Auntie Vera Charles.
And what more could I add, Gooch?
And me too. You stink.
How, Vera, dare you? Y'all, it's not often. It's not often that the sea hag will send out a little thing over here to the fat cave. So, y'all, it must have meant something special. Y'all, she's just had a tough weekend. Hubert turned on the self-serve ice cream machine, and they put it in a bag, and they've put it in the refrigerator, and now they can't find it. And so the refrigerator is vulgar smelling, and they took some overdressed salad to the veterinarian. And y'all, I'm sure the veterinarian said, "Oh, get Hubert in here immediately. He is not well." So
hey there, Big Fatty. This is Seder 69. The Impaler and I wanted to call and wish you a happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. It's as ruined as your show. But seriously, really, all the best. Thank you for making me laugh 5 days a week and giving the Impaler something to do after. Oh yeah, puppet show for the win. Happy anniversary. Bye-bye.
Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as you are. Well, y'all, that is the Seder 69 and the Impaler. And y'all, I just, you know, if you touch the Impaler after listening to the BFO, then you may be more fucked up than I ever knew. But y'all, I believe we have got a call now from someone who may be slightly confused. Big Fatty, play it!
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Ken from Connecticut. It is Super Bowl time. Happy anniversary, 3 years strong. Just want to give you my coupon guess. It's going to be $426.83. And if I can be added to your favorite fan. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Now, y'all, I don't know if Ken is confused or if he just wants to be the first entry into the 2012 number one fan contest. But let me just go over here. Judges, is it possible for us to add Ken to the coupon and the number one fan contest for 2011? Dear Gussie Ken, I am so sorry, and y'all, I can assure you that we are not taking submissions for the 2012 contest yet. No, Big Fatty, let's get through this. Y'all, speaking of getting through this, I need to read the bacon from the bacon calendar today. It says salt pork is pork that is packed in salt. Well, no shit. And turned for several months as the water is drawn out of the meat. The salt penetrates in and acts as a preservative. Salt pork will last a year or more. Not in the fat cave, it won't. And y'all, I'm gonna catch us up. I'm gonna read the one from January 1st in the tooth, and it says I'd be a vegetarian if bacon grew on trees. Yes, Big Fatty. And so we'll catch up on some of that. But y'all, I've got one last piece of communication that I y'all, that is two of the turkey sandwiches on the onion roll, and lovely, just lovely. Y'all, by the way, the newspaper The newspaper here in town had a little sticky on the front of it for a free Chick-fil-A sandwich on Sunday. And y'all, I was when Larry Klein and I were out running around and had all that soup, y'all, we were on a fiber hunt because y'all, I can't find the good fiber. They're all out of the sugar-free fiber. Y'all, I must have gone to three or four different stores before I found some that it wasn't sugar free, but it was the fiber. But anyway, I'm not happy. I am just not happy. But y'all, you know, no one should have to go on a fiber hunt. No.
Audio boo. Audio boo.
Big Penny, what the hell is this?
Give me an audio.
Big Freddy. Oh.
Hey there. This is Hater.
Oh, dear God. It sounds like Foster Brooks.
I'm a little bit drunk.
No, you're not.
I've been drinking away my sorrows because I was chosen as the number one fan.
Oh, poopy. Oh, get a bucket. It's coming up. Oh, dear God.
I've just been drinking away.
Oh.
I've been having Tanqueray and tonics for 2 lives.
Well, at least you got good taste in your liquor.
And over and over.
Oh, dear Gussie.
Because I'm hamming it up with Big
Lord,
Fat.
Oh, Lord, there's not enough bad singing around.
Big Fat is singing.
Oh, he is.
Oh, I still talk to him.
Yes, you do.
But I don't know
why. I don't know why either. No.
I call shenanigans.
Oh, there's no shenanigans.
I should have won.
No. No. You sound like NASA. That's all I got to say. You're both calling shenanigans on something that there's no reason to be calling shenanigans.
Give me an audio.
Dog, get that bucket. Please. Boom. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that is the Seda 69. And y'all, he don't drink. He don't drink, so I don't know what he was trying to do. But anyway, let me just see what else I've got right here. Oh, y'all, I don't know that I'll have time to do that on today's little show. So y'all, I think maybe I'll do a scratch off, cause you know we've still got scratch offs coming out the yin yang here. Y'all, let's do the mint money. Where's the scratching coin? Oh Lord, we've lost the scratching coin, the lucky scratching coin. Oh, dear Gussie, where is the lucky scratching coin? Oh, there's the lucky scratching coin. Big Freddy, I hope it's lucky. Y'all, this is, I went up to $20,000. I match any of my numbers to either of the winning numbers, and I'll win the prize shown. If I get a snowman, I'll win the prize shown automatically. And if I get a snowflake symbol, I win double the prize shown. Now, y'all, let's see what the winning numbers are. They are number 10. And number 4. So let's see what my numbers are, y'all. We have got right here. We have got a number 16. No winner there. A number 2. Not a winner. Oh, we've got a number 4. That's a winner. Oh, and y'all, this is the South Carolina Education Lottery. That's a number 4. Number 1. Not a winner. Number 14. Not a winner. Number 9. No winner there. Number 18, not a winner. Number 19, not a winner. Number 20, not a winner. And number 6, not a winner, Big Fatty. But y'all, let's see what we got, what we won on the number 4. And it is $2. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, sometimes you just have to find the lucky coin. Take your time and find the lucky coin so that you can... You can win the $2. Well, y'all, I'll have to cash that one in when I go to the Publix. After I go to the doctor to make sure that I'm alive. So, anyway, and y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. And y'all, dear Gussie, I have received an instant letter from the gay country boy, y'all, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No! No, it is not, Big Fatty. And, you know, I bet you if he had won the contest, you know what Nessa would have said?
And I'm pretty sure it's rigged.
Oh, how dare you! You and that Seda.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.